Okay. And I want to thank you, Neil, for posting, as always, information about Happy Hour Google Groups in chat where folks can join. Information is shared often on these Google Groups. And yeah, it's a place for Sangha to connect. So hello and welcome, everyone. So happy to be with you, to see you and to practice together in this day, observing independence in the US. And the topic of independence can have many different connotations, of course, in this context, celebrated here as independence, having autonomy, being able to have autonomy to make one's own choices, etc. So one way we can, in the Dharma, in the practice, in our practice, the theme of independence can show up in many ways. One is to have independence, to have autonomy through practice from what's called the three poisonous roots, from greed, hatred, and confusion, so that we have autonomy from them. We're not bound by them. You know, something arises, some thought arises in the mind, all of a sudden greed arises, we need to have it, we want to have it, or we hate it, make it go away. So as if we're in bondage, we don't have control, we don't have autonomy. That's the word I want to use. We don't have autonomy. It seems like we are on a leash, like greed and hatred and delusion. So that's one way I like to think of independence in the Dharma, independent in the Dharma. And there's other senses of independence in the Dharma when one actually practices for a while. The practice becomes the path, life becomes practice, practice becomes life interchangeably. And there's a sense of trust. There's a sense of trust in the practice that arises. There's a sense of autonomy that arises, actually. One has this complete faith and trust that, oh, these practices actually work. I'm freer. I have more freedom. Again, freedom in the sense of dharmic senses, and freedom to go and wreak havoc and do whatever. But it's freedom from, again, these bondages, greed, hatred, delusion, these bondages in the mind and heart that come up, and we are reactive. We act reactively. So there's a lot of, and also to say, Kim Allen, who's one of the teachers at IMC, gave a lovely talk about other nuances of independence in the Dharma, independent in the Dharma on Sunday, yesterday. And so that's on Audio Dharma for any of you who would like to listen to that. But for tonight, having acknowledged this idea of independence in the Dharma, independence from greed, hatred, and delusion, one way of practicing, which is what we cultivate here in Happy Hour, are the practices of the heart, which support, which are liberating practices, which they attenuate greed, hatred, and delusion. They also attenuate especially hatred, self-hatred, hatred of others, self-judgment, judgment, criticism, all these bondages of the mind, all these habitual patterns that can become a lot, bring up a lot of sadness, bring up a lot of depression, bring up anxiety, bring up a sense that you're imprisoned. You're imprisoned in your own mind. You're imprisoned in your own life because of these prisons that we create in our own hearts and mind habitually. And sometimes we can step out and look at our way of thinking and go, huh, that wasn't very helpful. What was I thinking? You can, the sense of freedom when you step out of yourself, when you step out of some habitual ways of thinking that may not be supportive, may not be helpful. So with that, another theme I want to bring in our practice, which we'll start in just a few seconds, is the theme of interdependence. Independence always brings up a sense of interdependence. The more we become independent in the Dharma, the more we feel, the more we become fully aware of our interdependence with other beings, our interdependence with others, people we love, people we don't like. We see our independence, interdependence with all beings. So independence in the Dharma brings up the sense of interdependence with all beings everywhere. I am because you are because I am. Our happiness, our goodness, our freedom is dependent on each other, which is also similar to the concept of Ubuntu in South African culture. Ubuntu, I am because you are. So, all right, I've said plenty. So that is the setting for our practice tonight. And I'll weave some of these themes together and allow silence space stretches for us to explore. So without further ado, dear ones, let's get into our practice together. Landing, landing. Landing into our body. Landing with a sense of recognition of this moment, recognition of this body. Turning our gaze inward. Allowing the breath, the entirety of the in-breath, especially the entirety of the out-breath, making space for the next in-breath. To be soothing, calming, to connect, to arrive and land in this body. With each in breath and out breath on their own, breathing, being breathed. Noticing that your mind can have malleability in this moment. As you invite it to connect with the breath. being calm, settled, soothed. To have a sense of independence. Even if for a moment, from habitual thoughts, patterns of mind, sense of freedom, freed for a moment, releasing, letting go. As if thoughts are the fireworks of the mind, letting them go, burst. And in between, there's stillness, silence. Freedom. Independence from habitual patterns of the mind. Even for just a moment. And then tying these little moments together. Letting go. Releasing, releasing. Not that there is anything wrong with thinking, but in this moment, giving our heart, giving ourselves completely to this practice. Settling, quieting the mind. Receiving each breath, celebrating independence from habitual thoughts, putting them down with respect, with kindness, claiming our autonomy, our independence in this moment. Noticing the freedom that arises. When you notice thoughts or habitual patterns, and kindly, gently, smilingly let go. Ah, the peace, the ease, the freedom that shows up in the body, the heart and mind. Observing that sitting or lying, being where you are in this moment. Noticing that it's dependent on gravity. Noticing the contact points between your bottom and the cushion, your feet and the floor, your lower legs if you're sitting on the floor. Contacting the earth. And how this body is dependent on the air that we're all breathing in this moment. The interdependence, appreciation, gratitude for this gift of the air. Life-giving breath. That the parts of the body, there's so many processes in this body. So many processes that work. Even if there may not be full health at this moment, or some pain, but so many processes work interdependently with one another, appreciating. All the interdependence, the processes of this body. They depend on each other. Hearts and lungs, that the lungs bringing oxygen, the heart pumping blood, etc., etc. So many systems. Interdependently working. This body, interdependent on the food, on the air, on the food we eat, this body eats. Sustain itself. the earth, the land, the sun, the water, that helps produce the food. The farmers, the drivers, the shippers, all the infrastructure, the store, in a town, the country, in the world. And all the people who have something to do, a part to play, the food that sustains us, every bit touching every piece of what supports us, the clothes we wear, the technology we're using to connect right now, to practice together, and all the people, all the beings we have depended on, all the people who have nurtured us, cared for us, who've challenged us, pushed our buttons so we grow. We've come to this world helpless baby, helpless, newborn. So much interdependence, so much to be grateful for that has sustained us, that we have contributed to, we continue to. People whose lives we touch directly or indirectly. Gratitude, awe, sense of awe, stepping outside of ourselves for a moment as if we're looking at this planet, at this universe with all these beings interconnected, all these systems interconnected, sense of awe, amazing. Stepping out of ourselves, this being that is us, deeply connected, not an island, deeply, deeply connected, even if we feel disconnected. As a physicist once said, in order to make apple pie, you need to create the whole universe first. Allowing sense of gratitude, appreciation, arise from a sense of awe. And awe and appreciation turned around and radiated through the whole world with goodwill, wishes of well-being for all beings, this interconnected web of life, all the critters. Including ourselves. May all beings be well. May all beings be well, including this being that is myself, in this interdependent web of life. Welcome to do metta with phrases if you wish, or just radiating goodwill and friendliness all around, touching yourself first. Wishing well for all the beings, all these interdependent ecosystems. All the plankton in the sea. Serves as food, sustenance for other organisms, all the fish. All the little critters that crawl and hop and slither. All the mammals. All four-legged creatures, all two-legged creatures, all creatures that fly, you can choose particular creatures if you wish to wish well for. May you be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease. Your interdependence with your family of origin, your interdependence with so many chosen families, communities, sanghas. May all be well. For the last moment of this practice, let's step outside of ourselves for a moment again, as if we're looking at ourselves and our life as at our interconnection, interdependence. We We're not an island. Letting that interdependence fill our heart with awe and appreciation for all the ways we receive and all the ways we give. Acknowledging the giving too. The way this person you're watching was yourself is a good friend to someone. Perhaps a sibling of someone. A colleague of someone. So many other functions. Bowing to the inner goodness of this sharing, giving and receiving. And stepping back into yourself. May all beings everywhere be well. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, explored a couple of themes today. Well, lots of themes, but in the guided meditation, we started with the theme of independence. 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 Freedom from habitual tendencies of thoughts. Reactivities, putting them down, releasing them, landing in a sense of freedom, independence from those thoughts, habitual patterns, even for a split second, feeling that sense of freedom and peace. And then we turned to feeling interdependence, the interdependence of this body on gravity, on breath, all the interdependences inside this body, all these intricate processes, and the interdependence of this being on so many processes externally, so many beings externally. And from that place of awe, allowing metta, loving kindness, goodwill to shine for all these beings who are just like us. They want to be well. Acknowledging our interdependence. So many themes. And I'd love to hear. I'd love to invite your reflections, what you've noticed in this practice today for both your own benefit to be witnessed, and for the benefit of the Sangha when you share your practice. Whether it's something that you discovered, it's a gift to others. Or it could be a question, a challenge. This didn't quite work. How? This was hard. That is also a gift, definitely a gift, because you can trust that other people, other practitioners will either have a similar question or have had it, etc. So you're welcome to raise your Zoom hand, especially if you haven't shared in a while. I'd like to encourage you to speak up. You can also type in chat, and I share and I change the settings so that you can type to everyone if you wish, in which case I'll read it out loud. I'll say your name. If it's just typed to me privately, the chat, I will not say your name, but I will just read out your reflection. Benefit of the Sangha. So, what did you notice? How was this practice for you? Practice of independence in the Dharma, as well as interdependence, sense of awe perhaps arising, or overwhelm arising, that can come up too in this practice. a sense of goodness. Jerry says the interdependence seemed amazing. Jerry, I'd love to invite you to say more, if you would, what you mean by amazing. If you would hear, if you could unmute yourself now, you should be able to. Please tell me what arose for you.
Well, it was the dependence part that got, but the interdependence, when you started thinking to the plankton and everything else in the universe, it made me think of the Earth as a sort of organism, and we're just part of that organism, or maybe the whole universe. And so it really became quite powerful to think. You taught about, all the biochemical reactions that happen in the last second, probably in the millions in our body, and then thinking, more. That's at the granular level, and then you look interdependently and you think, wow, it's quite a and that we're not an island, we're all, and of course with things facing the world nowadays, COVID, climate change, it makes it seem so even more real. So it seemed amazing in terms of its breadth and also in terms of its, it almost seemed amazing in terms of its, like the patterns, like in nature, you see fractals, like all of these things that you just go like, how does this all happen? Just happens. So I was in awe. So, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you. Thanks for sharing your sense of awe that arose. Yeah, beautiful to witness. Thank you for sharing that. A few more reflections in chat. I appreciate it. Connected even when we feel disconnected. I have been feeling disconnected. Nice to not also feel like a failure for it. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's okay to feel disconnected now and then. It's part of being human. It's part of being human. And not to feel like a failure. It's okay. It's okay, sweetie. It's all right. It's okay. Casey says, yes, agree with Jerry. Felt a lot of gratitude as you named different examples of interdependence. Thanks, Casey. Yeah, and Mark says, thank you all. Thank you to all beings in all countries of this world who sustain my life through our interdependence. I am grateful. And thank you, Nikki. And thank you, Mark, for coming and practicing in the Sangha. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. All of you being here practicing. This is part of our interdependence here. We co-create happy hour together. Don't forget that. Claire says, love thinking of letting go of negative thoughts as a path to freedom. Yes, yes, absolutely. Beautiful. So, dear ones, on this day of observing independence, interdependence, now let us practice in small groups of interdependent, to create interdependence. And let's show up just as you are. Let's show up just as you are. Just for 6 minutes or so, you will be in these small groups, interacting with each other, co-creating a sense of connection with each other. It's so precious to just connect with fellow human beings from around the world. I'm so touched by the Sangha for just a few minutes and sharing goodwill, sharing goodwill. So I'll create the breakout rooms, and let's, as always, start with 15 seconds of silent metta for one another, just in silence. And then you can share as little or as much as you like with each other about your practice, caring for yourselves, for each other, just in kindness, in interdependence. the two other human beings in this room, there will be three of you, three or four, we'll see how it goes, or two or three or four. They're just like you, so caring for each other in this way. All right, I'm opening the rooms. Here we go. Enjoy. The rooms are cool. So we have a couple of minutes for any reflections, what you discovered in the group, especially if you haven't shared before for a while. We'd love to hear from you. You can either type in chat or raise your Zoom hand so I can see you. What did you discover? Please. Questions, comments? Do you feel more connected, interconnected? Yes. Anyone feel more interconnected after a happy hour? Yes, I see a few thumbs up. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Richard, please.
You hear me?
Yeah.
My morning sit out of Barry with Bill and Sue Morgan, they've been discussing the contrast between dukkha and sukha the last few days. And this sit reminded me of the sukha side of that equation.
Nice, nice. So what I'm hearing is that you've been exploring sukha. So for those who don't know those words, dukkha is suffering, is challenge, is pain, is what's difficult. And sukha is the opposite of dukkha, you can think of it as sugar, sukha, you know, they have similar, I think similar etymological, same background verbally, and anyway, in words. So sukha is what's pleasant in the mind, what's pleasant in the mind, what's pleasant in the body. So sukha and dukkha, they play the opposite of each other. And Richard, you're saying that this sit reminded you or was more filled with sukha for you, of pleasantness in the mind and the body. Anything particularly that brought that about, that brought that up?
Your presence always brings me joy.
Aw. Aw. Sending you metta, Richard. Yeah. Great. So Violet says, nice to connect with the group on the theme of independence and loneliness. Thank you, Violet. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Of independence and loneliness. Yeah. Very profound theme. Yeah. And Susan says, I felt very connected to my small group. It was lovely to know others feel similar. Yeah. I'm really touched by all of those comments. And I think in particular, the theme of independence and loneliness is a really important one. Maybe we'll pick that up later. Yeah, thank you all. So thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for your devotion, your dedication, your kindness, for cultivating your goodness to benefit all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. Thank you. Now I will stop the recording.